Good evening. This is Shabshachi Bhattacharya with Regional News. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today said that the Constitution is the guiding light of the nation and added that it is a matter of great honor that the Indian Constitution is completing 75 years on 26th January next year. Addressing the nation in his Mann Ki Baat program on Akashvani, Modi said the Constitution has stood the test of time in every sense of the term. The Prime Minister noted that on the occasion of Constitution Day this year, many activities have commenced that will continue throughout the year. He mentioned that a special website, constitution75.com, has been created to connect citizens with the legacy of the Constitution. Modi highlighted two big achievements of India in the field of health. He said, "The first achievement has been in the fight against malaria." He expressed satisfaction that the World Health Organization report mentions that there has been an 80% reduction in India in the number of malaria cases and deaths due to it between 2015 and 2023. Second, he said people have become more aware than ever before about timely treatment of cancer. He elaborated that timely treatment means starting the treatment of a cancer patient within 30 days, and the Ayushman Bharat Yojana has played a big role in this. Indian Minister for Tribal Affairs Jewel Oram was on a visit to Arunachal Pradesh to grace the Silver Jubilee celebration of the Indigenous Faith and Cultural Society of Arunachal Pradesh from December 26 to 28, embarked on a series of engagements to take a review of several developmental initiatives in the state. The Indian Minister chaired a review meeting involving Home and Interstate Border Affairs Minister Mama Nathung and officers from various government departments at Civil Secretariat in Itanagar. Oram also engaged in discussions with MPs Tapir Gaur and Nabam Ribia on collaborative initiatives under the Pradhan Mantri Adarsh Gram Yojana and Dharti Abha Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhiyan, schemes aimed at enhancing cooperation and addressing the state's infrastructure challenges. Indian Space Research Organization ISRO is set to launch its space docking experiment SpaceX tomorrow. In an interview, Indian Minister of State for Space, Dr. Jitendra Singh, said that ISRO's year-end mission will be a historic one as it will seek the rare feat of docking or merging two satellites in space. Dr. Singh said that the SpaceX mission will mark India's entry into the exclusive league of nations capable of mastering space docking. He underscored that a unique approach, the PSLV rocket will launch two satellites equipped with indigenous technology, the Bhartiya docking system, to demonstrate this complex feat. The fourth edition of Arunachal Yuva Samannai 2024-25 will be conducted at Jirdin Village under Kombo Circle of West Siang District from January 28 to 31 next. Sports and Youth Affairs Secretary Abu Tang said on Saturday, the secretary who reviewed the preparations for the event with district officials at the DC office Alo further informed that 25 major tribes of Arunachal Pradesh will participate in various activities like traditional cultural show, traditional sports and adventure activities during the event. Food stalls of various tribes will also be put up during the event, he said. Security forces recovered a huge cache of weapons from the general area along Miao Vijayanagar axis in Changlang district. The operation was carried out by Indian Army and Assam Rifles in coordination with the Arunachal Pradesh Police using specialist drones, tracker dogs and metal detectors. During the operation, a total of 10 different types of assault rifles were recovered from different locations, making it one of the largest recoveries in the region, a defense release said on Saturday. The weapons believed to be buried by Eastern Naga National Government ENNG militants before their surrender last year were being searched by insurgent groups including NSCN-IM and NSCN-KYA with the help of ENNG cadres for over 6 months. The Nahalgarh police arrested an individual in connection with the overhead water tank burst incident at St. Alphonse Public School, Nahalgarh, that claimed the lives of 3 students. The alleged accused, Kurian Pallikunal John, 64, was arrested from Guwahati, Assam on Friday. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.